Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Blitz time on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. We're taking you up to 6:30, brought to you by the law firm Kondorian Murad. They are the sponsor of our show, and they will help you to draft a last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a consultation. It's free with their attorneys today. Go to kmlawyers.com. They got a Fairfax office. If that helps, be sure to let them know we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Local guys, Lake Braddock High, George Mason University, huge D.C. sports fans. About 25 minutes from now, Trey Amos, the rookie corner, just drafted in the second round by Washington, caught up with him out at training camp. But Danny, let's get to our Beltway Blitz. We'll start off on the diamond. How about the Nats? 3 wins in a row.
They just win, Grant.
5 in their last 7. And yet it's been a bummer of a week in Natsville because Travis Sakura is going to need Tommy John surgery, their top pitching prospect who is getting closer to the big leagues. Bobby Blanco, MassinSports.com. So, Bobby, it feels like the wins and the losses have never mattered less than right now, but to the group's credit that's playing, they have won 3 in a row and 5 of 7.
Yeah, I mean, it's a funny time to start playing really well against some tough opponents. I think, obviously the Astros are in first place. I know they're kind of in a slump right now, but that's the first place playoff team. The Reds, when they came in last week and the Nats took 2 of 3 against them, they were a playoff team and looking to get into the National League wild card. They go to Minnesota and basically force Minnesota to start selling at the deadline with winning 2 of 3. So it is kind of an odd time for them playing well. Last night was a great game. One of their best wins of the season. Brad Lord, in just his second start since rejoined the rotation, goes 5 1/3. He took a perfect game into the 5th inning, only gives up the 1 run. He's been looking really well as he built his arm back up to be a full-time starter. That's a positive development for them. They get 2 timely hits drive in 2 runs. And I know they struck out 19 times. Framber Valdez is not an easy guy to go up against, but they became the first team, only the 5th team ever to strike out 19 times and still win the ball game. So, yeah, funny time to start winning and playing well, but, good for those guys. It's been fun to watch.
James Wood not off last night. He's been scuffling. What are we seeing?
Yeah, just a lot of frustration, honestly. I mean, if you go back to Sunday's game in Minnesota, he struck out 3 times. I think he struck out 3 times in all 3 of those games. And he's been striking out more and more recently. A lot of frustration. And I will give him the benefit of the doubt here. Like, one of those strikeouts was not on him. He took the right pitches. They were out. They were bad calls by the umpire. But it was really the first time that anyone has ever seen a show of frustration from James. He kind of talked to the umpire. He never does that, good or bad, unless it's just like a positive conversation. But he kind of lingered and chatted with him as he walked back to the dugout after striking out. And that was really the first time that we've seen some frustration from him. And I think Miguel Cairo did the right thing, noticed that, and be like, hey, let's just give you a day. We got a tough lefty coming up against Valdez on Monday night. Take the day off. Take a mental breather. Get on the last bus. Don't even take BP. Try to get a reset and then come back strong. And so hopefully that worked. Hopefully we'll get him back in the lineup tonight and the rest of the week and see if he can kind of shake the slump.
Davey never gave James Wood a day off in a year and a half, and Cairo's given him 2 in a couple weeks. Just interesting to me. Cairo also manages every game like it's game 6 of the World Series, which with a developing team I don't really love very much. But he is really aggressive in, like, we'll go to the bullpen. We'll go to the next guy. We'll go to the next guy. It's almost like he knows he's not going to be managing for long, so he wants to get as many moves in as possible.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I mean, I think for the guys, you know, on the team, it's probably fun because, you know, you're managing to win every ball game. It's no, you know, they're not like here just thinking about the future. They're here for the here and now and trying to win every ball game. And, you know, guys are being put in tough situations to try to help the team win. So that's kind of fun to play for. But yeah, I agree. I think he knows that he's, you know, he might be considered for the job this offseason, but probably not going to be going into as one of the favorites to be the full-time manager. So maybe just kind of showing his aggressiveness as a manager to get his next job. You know, again, I think it's probably fun for the team to play for right now, but, you know, it's only two more months. So I agree that, you know, maybe for some of the younger guys, especially the pitchers, you don't want to run them into the ground for this at the end of this season. But it could probably be fun to play for when you're trying to win every single ball game, no matter what.
Trade deadlines are coming. What do we think? What are we hearing?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we saw Ahmed Rosario get moved over the weekend to the Yankees. I think a lot of the guy, like, you know, Josh Bell will be an interesting one to keep an eye on. He's been on fire recently. Does a team take a risk on him and try to get a switch hitter into their lineup? You know, you could maybe get a similar return that the Nats got for Rosario for someone like Paul DeJong. He hasn't played a lot this year, obviously, because of the broken nose. But he's a versatile guy in the infield. I thought it was interesting they played him at second base last night. He can provide some pop. You know, I think the big names we're going to be watching, of course, are Kyle Finnegan, what kind of return they could possibly get for him. And then the multi-year guys, Nathaniel Lowe, do they offer, you know, do they try to trade him off and not worry about his salary arbitration this offseason, try to get someone a bigger haul back in return? And then, of course, Mackenzie Gore is the big one. Do you trade someone with, you know, 2.5 years left of control like they did Juan Soto, your ace of the staff? You could get a really big haul for it, or, you know, but what kind of message is that sending to the fan base if you're sending your ace off, you know, while this year was supposed to be competitive and you're supposed to be better than sooner rather than later? So we'll be interesting couple 48 hours. Definitely keeping an eye on all the news and everything over at the website.
Bobby, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You got it. Let's bring in our buddy Earl Forsey. He's keeping you up to date every 30. Earl, I know you are hard at work in the studio, so you're not out in Ashburn, but I want to know from afar where you're watching, do you have any growing concern on Terry McLaurin and the holdout at this point?
No, I've always said all along, look, he's under contract this year. No matter what happens, he's going to play for them this season. You could talk about, well, if there's no deal, he's going to be disgruntled. So what? He's got a contract. That's what it from a team perspective, guys, if that's what it takes, okay. And okay, plays out as last year. Let's say this is it. You don't get a contract extension. Well, next year, if they want him, he's going to play for them next year too, because they have a franchise tag they can use. The projection is 28-point-some million. It's probably going to be more around the 30 million range for wide receiver franchise tag. That's kind of where we're talking, right? Probably in the end, 30 to 31. So he's locked up for 2 years here. I'm not concerned about that. 3 years from now, who knows what happens, right? But I can't be concerned with that. So the question is, big picture, no. Everyone in town wants to panic. All the, you know, the kids in their mom's basement that cover the team, supposedly, that put out, you know, TikToks and Twitter and X and Instagram. They don't know what they're talking about. This is a business deal. You know, he comes out and gives his side of the story, you know, because everybody shows up at a car dealer two weeks ago. And he talks for 30 minutes. Now he shows up there and, you know, you talk to him. I saw this, Grant. I ran that cut with you, Scott Abraham, everybody talking to him. There was some dude in the background going, well, don't ask any questions. Well, the hell we won't. Like, if I were there, right?
Right.
Don't ask any questions. Where were you 2 weeks ago when you couldn't wait to take questions? I'm not banging on Terry. I mean, he's doing what he needs to do. But this is business. And this is, ladies and gentlemen, what good teams have to go through. And look at the history. The guy that's running it, Adam Peters in San Francisco, they butt heads a lot of times with their players. And they end up, you know, back and playing football. It will all get worked out. I'm guessing sooner rather than later, because what I just laid out for you guys is he's probably locked in here for another couple of years. And, you know, these contracts come with signing bonuses, et cetera. So he's going to get a bunch of money up front if he gets a long-term contract. Obviously, a long-term deal is much easier for the team to absorb and to play with some numbers and make it a lot more team-friendly. But they're in a position where, because of that quarterback, number five, not making top-dollar money, they have some flexibility even if they have to absorb – a franchise tag, which I would guess they would do next year. So no concerns for me at all.
When does it become detrimental to Terry and to the team for him not to be there? Because I'm in lockstep with everything you just said, Earl. When is it like you're going, okay, dude, you made your point. You still owe us a year.
Yeah, I think they're at that point now. I think the reality is that they've been there for a while. They both should know. Terry and McLaurin's a smart dude. Danny, I think in the end, you're a professional. Is he going to go out and just pout? I don't see him being that kind of guy. We've seen this before with other players. I don't think he's that type of dude. I don't know. I mean, the question is, who knows about the human emotion element of it, right? The intangible. I wouldn't think, if you're a professional, and I think the team is being run professionally now, there is no more professional in that building than that guy, 17. I don't think that is an issue. If that's the way it would work out, that's the way it is, and you just both sides have to deal with it and produce, because that's, in the end, it's going to be about that. But I'm not worried too much. I know some people are. I don't really concern myself to miss time and all this stuff. He's got plenty of time. We're 6 weeks away from ramping things up seriously. He and Jane Daniels got a lot of work last year. Once he gets back on the field, once that nagging ankle injury of his heals up, I know you just asked him about it, Grant. You say he's taking it day by day. Once that, he didn't seem too hobbled yesterday when he was scurrying off the field trying to avoid media questions. Once that is taken care of, I think everything's fine. I think we should be more concerned with other things. And this is just, this is drama. And but this is different than the drama we've had for years in this town. This is football contract, trying to keep your best player drama, which is better than the other drama that we used to have in
this
town.
That's a fact. Hey, Earl, how about this one? Outside of McLaurin real quick. If they stay healthy, so injuries can't be the bailout here, and it doesn't go as well as we all think, what derailed them? What went sideways?
Weren't you guys talking about this, Earl? Or maybe it was B. Mitch and JP. It's the stench of the former regime, guys. I've talked to you about this, because this is why you signed all these, you know, aging players and 1 year deals, because it's like the Nats. You talk about the farm system. It's kind of depleted for the Commanders, because look, Trey Amos is going to come on. He's by all signs is the real deal and is going to contribute right away. That's great if you get those guys. You really, though, your team's built on the players who have developed a couple of years, 2 or 3 years into it. That base of players aren't here anymore, because there are very few left. So in the end, that would be the undoing. It's still rebounding and trying to make up for the ineptitude of the former regime, the former coach, the Martys, the GM, the owner. They're still trying to recover from that, and part of it is they were so good at doing it last year that now they could be victims of their own success, you know, because now the expectations are ramped up, and the beginning of the season is going to be interesting, because we're going to find out, I think, pretty quickly if last year was kind of a flash in the pan fluke or if this team is really on its way.
Are you buying Marshawn Lattimore this year?
Yeah, because I was last year. I think I was one of the few guys that would come on and say he'll be fine. And he wasn't last year. And I think much of that was probably more the injury and everything. That was a nagging deal that he had, and probably just wasn't healthy enough to play like he should. It's a concern, there's no doubt, with, you know, aging defensive backs are like aging receivers, right? And aging running backs. There might be a finite shelf life there, but by all signs, everybody around there seems to be okay with him. I don't see practice. What I saw last year is not great, right? But there's going to be more help. And I just mentioned Amos. Mikey Sanders still has another season under his belt now. He's got a full camp. I don't have too many issues with that, because I think they've done some good things on defense. And I think Von Miller is going to be a really good contributor to this team. Everybody's looking at that like, you know, they signed Father Time, and he's not the youngest dude in the world. And I know that, again, there's a section of fans that, you know, want to add another age to it and just divide it by, you know, 53 and say, oh, oldest team in the NFL. I don't care about any of that stuff. He showed he can play last year. He's still got some speed. All he has to do is rush the quarterback, you know. It's like Parcells, you know. Doc, he doesn't have to play. All he's got to do is kick, you know, when freaking Matt Barr was sick one day. That's all Von Miller has to do. So I like a lot of the moves they've made. They're going to get some contributions from some of the young guys. And back to my other point was, you've heard Dan Quinn talk about Ben Sinnott and about Luke McCaffrey kind of buttering things up with them. See, that's the layer you add to it. Guys, last year everybody's, well, we didn't really see much of those guys. Well, probably they weren't ready to contribute last year. Year two, year three, that's when those guys have to start contributing. So some of these older players can be worked out, and some of those young guys, the base of your team, is going to be built for now in the future. So I don't have any problems with Marshawn Lattimore, but again, this is another veteran guy that I'm still trusting in Adam Peters, guys, and that you know, brain trust over there that know what they're looking at. And I think last year we saw across the board all their decisions were hits, right? I mean, maybe you're not going to get everyone, but I'm thinking that was not just kind of a reach last year that they brought in a player that can't play anymore. I'm not feeling that, but I know some are very skeptical.
Batting average was high enough to give him benefit of the doubt going in. Earl Forsey will get you up to speed every 30. Thank you, buddy.
10 days, guys. 10 freaking days. The countdown to the preseason is on.
Let's go.
Love it.
An actual football game, 10 days away. Yeah. That brings a smile to the lips. There you go.
And with Hall of Fame this week, I mean, we're basically in a spot now, except for the week before the end of the preseason and regular season. We have football the rest of the way through February now. Hello.
No off days.
Time is now. There's somebody's wrestling theme. The time is now. Earl Forsey on your Beltway Blitz here on Grant and Danny. Speaking of wrestling, did you know WWE Unreal? You familiar?
I literally saw it today on my on my home screen when I went to watch Happy Gilmore 2.
Dropped. Two episodes down. Basically, they have pulled the curtain back on wrestling and how it all works and them in what they call gorilla position, telling the referee to tell the wrestlers to do the moves and all of that stuff. Like, hey, tell him we got to get out of this match. We're going to commercial break. We're behind. We need to end this thing right now. Tell him to get to the finish. They've already choreographed the finish. But you're seeing everything in a way that you never have before. A lot of wrestling marks are actually mad about this show because it's completely taking all of the mystery and mystique out of it. I mean, they're showing you how everything works. Like, my wife jokingly saw me watching it, like, walking around the house, and she's like, are they really telling you, like, how they ended the match? I'm like, yeah. She said, why would they do that? But she's actually stumbling into what I've seen the reaction on social media today from wrestling fans who feel like this is like taking you to the North Pole, essentially, and like walking around and showing you what's what. Pretty amazing. But I've enjoyed it. The TV is stunning. I haven't been this locked into a show that isn't like quarterback on Netflix in a long, long time. So check it out, WWE Unreal, when you get some time. You will hear from Commanders cornerback Trey Amos on Grant and Danny next.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Second-round cornerback Trey Amos has turned heads at training camp for the Commanders. I think a lot of people like the way he's looked. Count me on the list that has been impressed. First thing you notice is just he looks the part, man. You want him getting off the bus pretty early when you show up at the opposing team's field.
There were a few of those guys throughout history. Remember when the training camp was in Richmond back in the day and you and I went, and the first segment of every show that we were down there was, I know we're not supposed to be, there's other things to talk about, but look at Montez Sweat.
Yeah.
Like, look, just look at that guy.
Amos just looks like a corner. He's long. He's about 6'1", 200 pounds. It's not like he's a massive human being.
But he looks bigger to me.
61st overall pick in the draft. Has a chance to have a big season. Caught up with him after practice coming off the field.
Man, I just can't be, like, I'm so blessed to be in this type of situation. And I'm just happy to be out here, you know, full of fans, you know, clear skies, you know, just being a Commander. And, like, can't nothing get much better than that, you know, so just taking it day by day, you know, just working what I need to work on and, you know, just do the best of my ability to help this team.
Speed of the game, about what you anticipated?
I feel like you got to match everybody's speed. You know, college to NFL, sure they're different, but like on the field, you got to match the person that's in front of you at all times. So really, really much. There's no difference, I should say. Mm-hmm.
For you to this point, you've gotten some first-team reps, second-team reps, kind of moving around as you're asked to get in there. How do you go about not worrying about what role you're going to have if you're going to start and just working?
You don't even have to worry about what start, if you're starting or not. You know, you got to keep that same mindset to where, like, you're on the field. What you going to do on the field? You're going to, you know, and I'm just taking every opportunity, like, it's my last, so.
Commanders fans have gone back and watched some of the video of you in college and some of the success you had. What would you tell them about the player they're getting and you as you get ready to embark on your rookie preseason?
I just want to do anything, you know, to help this team win, you know, to have that dog mentality, you know, be a great teammate and just do whatever it takes to win, like I said in the beginning. And, yeah, I'm just be me and, you know, just find ways to help my teammates out in any type of situation to where, you know, we're going to be good.
Commander, second-round corner Trey Amos on Grant and Danny. Who's your favorite corner studying now, and who is your favorite corner to watch growing up?
You know, growing up, I wasn't watching any corners because I was a quarterback. I was really just an athlete. Just studying off of Michael Vick, but
when did you become, you know, a corner?
A corner in college, freshman year.
You didn't play corner in high school at all?
I played corner in high school, but it wasn't the main thing.
Gotcha.
So I had, you know, glimpse here and there, but when I went into college, it was like my real, you know, daily, you know, cornerback drills, you know, just trying to learn like a DB, talk like one, you know, just play like one.
And then, so, as far as like watching for guys that, a lot of times you look for someone that resembles yourself and maybe see how they do it. Is there someone like that in the league that you say, maybe body wise or skill wise, that you can resemble?
I feel like everybody different. You know, everybody has their different type of situations, different type of skills. But you know, I be watching everybody. You know, just trying to, you know, bring up, you know, an upgrade to my game at point of time. So other than that, you know, I just try to watch everybody's technique, try to put into my game, and if it don't really work for me, you know, there's some little tweaks I can do regardless. So, you know, just got to keep on working, just, you know, do your thing.
Lastly, just for fans to get to know you a little bit, you're eating contest food. You get one food, but the thing you would win an eating contest in, like you could eat the most of.
Some wings.
Okay.
Some good wings.
I like that.
They have to be, what's that kind? Hot Honey Rub.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh,
yeah, Hot Honey Rub.
I like that.
That'd be the one.
What about favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Oh, there's so many movies. I'll say Friday. Friday. That's my top one, for real, for real. So,
and then lastly, favorite superhero?
Favorite superhero? I like Batman. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. You know, he just always still himself, you know, real chill. But he ain't gonna let nobody step on top of his toes, you know, so that's about it.
I like it. Good meeting you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Batman is the right answer.
Mm.
He's the best superhero. You were very upset about the Superman movie.
Yes.
I've always found Superman to be a little bit lame.
Yeah, well, that's
pummels him.
Well, that's the nature of it, is Superman is lame. And that's part of the charm, is that he's cheesy and campy and kind of dumb. He's
but
static.
But in a superhero draft, you're not taking Superman before Batman.
Of course I do. Because Batman's not a superhero.
Oh, he totally is.
Nope.
He's the best.
What's his superpower? He's rich. Superpowers, superheroes have superpowers. The whole reason Batman's awesome is because he doesn't have a superpower. He's fearless.
What would you call him?
A hero.
It's a superhero.
Nope. Superheroes have superpowers.
Vigilante silly.
Yeah. I love Batman. You're not getting me saying anything bad about Batman. The whole point that makes him remarkable is
that he's better, Batman or Superman?
Superman.
No.
Yeah. So, like,
how come they can't make a good Superman movie, but they can make awesome Batman movies? Doesn't matter who makes them. Some kid from your local high school tries.
Seriously. A student art film about Batman. Yeah. He's vengeance. Yep, that's good.
Some guy who's never made a movie before uses CapCut on his cell phone, 3 hours in IMAX, and it's next level. Superman, you can put the best directors on the planet on, and none of them can make a good movie.
It seems to be a big struggle for whatever reason. It's because he's too good. That's the whole point. He's too good to make a movie about. What's his struggle? Superman. He just wins.
Cornerback room might impress people. I'm not going to put this in ink yet because I want to see it in game. And it's easy to get fooled sometimes, especially at certain positions. Running back's one of them. I think DB is another. Just from my time out there, like practices, one-on-ones, certain things are designed in certain ways. And maybe there's tells that players can pick up on of what they're running against in practice. Or it takes looking at the sheet once that you see laying around somewhere and you kind of know what's being run essentially. So I'm not throwing a party yet, but the combination at corner of Lattimore, who looks healthier and is running better than he did last season. Jonathan Jones, who looks like he's going to be a really nice veteran addition. Massive upgrade over the guys they had last year in that role, whether that's Benjamin St. Juice, who just couldn't cut it for whatever reason, who I liked, or even Michael Davis, who they brought in and it backfired on them. Amos, as a second rounder, being able to move and push now. Sanra still into the slot and Igbinoghene down the depth chart. It's just a way better group than they had.
It is. And it's now that, hey, that's nice, or that's a good piece, or that's intriguing. The tipping point is Lattimore. And this is the biggest, I hate this term, I don't have another one though. It's the biggest X factor on the team to me. As disastrous as it was last year, and you could say, well, he was injured. Well, that's been the case for 4 straight years. Just injured players that are injured all the time get uninjured
as
they get older.
Can I double click on something?
Yeah.
You've said you hate the word X factor like 3 times in the last week, and I've never heard you say that before. Since when have you hated it and why?
It is the most cliched, like, I don't know if it's a sports talk thing or sports thing. Like, no one has a better term for it. It's like, what's the biggest X factor? Like, it grinds my gears, and it's like nails on a chalkboard to me.
So I've never been bothered by it. I've come up with the phrase pendulum swinger.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, it could go bad or good. But X factor, I get it. It's overused. But
because it's overused.
There's a lot of things that are overused. I mean, it used to be the idea of doing a Mount Rushmore, like, made everyone want to, like, spit up in their mouth. And now Pardon My Take does a Mount Rushmore on their podcast, and every show in America is doing their Mount Rushmore. You know what I'm saying?
I know, like, exactly what you mean, yeah.
The reason that things are overplayed is because they work.
They make sense. I know. I think we, at least I do, and I know you do too, try to take great pride in not doing exactly cookie cutter style like everybody else. But
right.
Yeah, so for whatever reason, that one sticks with me more, where it feels hackneyed.
But
when someone's
an,
like,
important player that could be a determining factor.
He's a fork in the road player. Like, is this defense good? He's one of the 2 or 3 guys where it's instrumental. Like, if Jonathan Jones isn't great, all right, you got something else. You got Sammer still there. You got young Trey Amos or whatever, right? If Bobby Wagner slips up with injury, you've got some replacements. You've got McGee hopefully this year or otherwise. So there are a couple guys where, if Javon Kinlaw's good, this defensive line, and these guys are geniuses for paying him like he's a frontline starter. If he's good, and if Marshon Lattimore's the guy they thought they were trading for, then this defense, not only better, but like legitimately good.
All right, I'm just seeing this on the internet, and I have to assume that it's true. There's been a lot of stuff on this story that was misinformation and was wrong and fake. But best I could tell, it's a reputable enough outlet, and it seems like it might be true. So if anybody knows this to be me being got, let me know.
Okay.
Story a week ago of the CEO from Astronomer who was at the Coldplay concert in the suite, and he had his hands wrapped around his HR lady who he happened to be having an affair with, and they got caught on the video at the Coldplay concert, right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he is suing Coldplay over the Kiss Cam scandal. Do we think you buying that or selling that?
Oh, I buy that.
So what could he claim? Could he claim that they put us on camera without our...
Did you like sign away your right or something?
When you go to when you're in a public place, you can be on camera. Like, in other words, if I'm walking down the street and Metal Chris is filming something near the Washington Monument on his cell phone and it gets aired and I'm with some chick that isn't my wife, I can't sue him because I had a transgression that now got caught public because I was in a place of, I was in a public place. I don't have to, no waivers have to be signed. So aren't you in
if it goes on the news, maybe you do. Right?
I don't think so.
Like, that's why their faces are always blurred out.
I think they do that for negative stories, like, or minors. If they're saying, like, America is the most obese place ever, they blur out a bunch of people's faces because it's kind of messed up.
There you go. I recognize that midsection.
But I can name 1,000 news stories I've watched where they're talking about the restaurant in D.C. or the tip thing, and they're just showing people outside eateries, and their faces are not blurred.
Hmm.
They're in a public place. You're 100% allowed to be recorded. That's a common thing. I mean... You know, if you go into a private establishment, you need the permission of that establishment. But, you know, when we're doing something at a restaurant, if we're at Pupitella Pizza or something, and we're recording, we don't need to get everyone to sign a waiver. They're in public. You know, if they show up on our camera, it's just kind of, they were there. So I just don't know what grounds he'd have to stand on.
It didn't look good for him.
Well, I understand why he's upset. Yeah.
No, I do, but too.
When you're suing, you're saying they ruined my life. They cost me my marriage. I want money. By the way, he lost his job.
Yeah.
Or he at least is no longer, like, I think he's still part owner, but he's not the CEO or something. So he's taking on some water here. There's no doubt. But he has to say that they did something illegal or wrong, I would think.
You would think. And, always struck me as it's like the... This is not a great analogy. The burglar breaks in and cuts his hand on the window.
Right. That's happened.
And sues.
Where, like, burglars are suing people because they got injured in someone's house.
Yeah. And it's one of those, like, if there's only some sort of before and after. There's some sort of precursor that the whole thing would have been avoidable. But, yeah, me as the homeowner, I guess I'm liable or something.
I mean, this one, you know, hits maybe a little close to home for a lot of people in terms of being a touchy subject. But someone breaks into your house and gets injured. Or, you know, get shot or whatever. Like, who's at fault? State to state can change. Mm-hmm. Were they facing you? Or I remember one time through the radio station, I took a firearm safety course. Do you remember this?
I do now. That's right.
It was up in Frederick, and it was actually a really cool thing. I had no experience with guns in my life and didn't know anything about them and had never been a gun guy, wasn't comfortable around them. And so I said, you know what? I want to learn how to, if I pick one up, I want to know how to take some bullets out of it. And I just want to be a little less creeped out around them. But I remember going there and like learning and watching this video. And basically, like, if someone's in your house, theoretically, depending on the state you're in, you have to say, basically screaming at them, like, go away, stay away from me. You can't just start shooting, essentially. Like, even if they're in your living room or in your bedroom, just to protect yourself, it's all very like situationally dependent. On are you at risk? Were they trying to leave? Are they shot in the front or the back? And like all of this stuff. And my point is, this all could have been avoided if someone just didn't break into my house.
Yeah.
Like it should be pretty easy.
It's always where I fall on that
one. The person who's supposed to be living here is probably going to get out of it if I'm the judge.
Like, look, Your Honor, what was the first thing that happened? You can just say it. He broke into, you see? Right? Isn't that the whole?
Who was in whose house?
Right. Like,
bad guy, good guy.
What's so weird is that I wasn't in his house. You know what I mean? Like, and anyway.
Sometimes, though, the lines in society get blurred. Good guy, bad guy. Like, if we wanted to play that game.
Mm-hmm.
Where someone will just kill someone. And then there's a debate as to, like, how bad was it? And it's like, no.
Mm.
Someone used a weapon.
Yep.
Someone was walking to work. Someone got shot and killed. Pretty easy one here. Good guy, bad guy.
We should be able to call balls and strikes on that one.
Now, if you're calling the Orioles game last night, you're going to call a strike in the middle.
My man, Scuffle. Was it Welsh? Walsh was the umpire there?
It was Back to the Miners, I believe was his
name. Yeah,
it was
Future Robot was his name. But anyway, the CEO suing. Again, I would love to know what the legal precedent is. In the case of adulterer versus...
Band?
Yeah, like U2 or something when they put him on the Jumbotron.
Bro.
No, dude. Like, sorry, you went
to a game. You might get on the scoreboard. Mm-hmm. You might get on the big screen, the Titantron, the Jumbo screen. It's going to happen.
Yeah, so imagine somebody, you know they do that lookalike cam?
Yes.
Right, where like, you see, so, hey, that lady looks like Kate Winslet, or that dude looks like Dumbledore or whatever.
You get humiliated, right?
Yeah, well, like, there was one I saw, like a highlight on my Instagram reel, where a guy, they did some famous cartoon character that's a billy goat, and then they showed some dude with a beard. Does that dude get to sue? For emotional distress or whatever?
Possibly. If this adulterer guy wins the case, maybe it's open season. Maybe when a couple people say mean things about me after I show up on the scoreboard at a Caps game with my beard not looking just so, maybe I can sue the Caps or something.
So Coldplay is going to have to turn over some portion of royalties and revenue to this clown shoe?
They'll go full disclosure, I guess.
Ugh.
Hulk Hogan did what?
He sued. Remember, he sued the newspaper that released the video of him cheating on his wife, and he won.
Yes, he did. That's true.
That's like the only case I can think of like that.
It was Gawker and Deadspin.
It was Gawker, yeah.
They're basically out of business.
Yeah, because of that. Yeah, Gawker Media stole the thing, published it against his will.
Right.
And he's like, oh, that was kind of messed up. Please don't do that.
Very, very different thing than what we're talking about, as one is in the privacy of someone's bedroom.
He was cheating on his wife still. I mean, that is...
that is true, but again, not really related to what we're talking about, which is a public place, just being on screen. But yeah, I mean, Hulk Hogan was also cheating. I guess that is the link between the two. I'm pretty sure that was like in his house. I don't think he was cheating at a Coldplay concert.
It was at home. Or was it a Coldplay concert?
It might have been.
Was
on
it?
On stage at a Coldplay concert.
Oh, Terry Bollea at
Coldplay.
Now
I see why you're linking the two. Bryce Harper wants to fight the commissioner, apparently. We'll explain next on Grant and Danny.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It seems like I'm in the minority on this story that broke yesterday on Bryce Harper and the commissioner of Major League Baseball, because a lot of people seem to be very happy that Bryce Harper took Rob Manfred to task in a clubhouse. But according to Jeff Passan of ESPN, Harper got in the face of Rob Manfred, nose to nose, and told him over the speculation that the commissioner is trying to get a salary cap, which would be bad for player earnings, quote, get the F out of our clubhouse. Except not one letter, like the whole word. But nose to nose, confrontationally, as if he was kind of squaring off with him in front of all the Phillies. I can only imagine Nick Castellanos like cheering him on, because that just seems like something Nick Castellanos would do. But
so many buttons unbuttoned on his jersey while he's doing it.
The amount of like tough guys that thought this was awesome, I couldn't believe. I guess I should, because I mean, what is decorum anymore?
That's what wins.
But like, you think Max Scherzer's going to go nose to nose with Manfred and curse him out? I'll bet you he's just as upset as Bryce Harper is about sticking it to the man and the upcoming labor negotiation that's going to lead to a massive dispute that's going to lead to a eventual, unequivocal, and almost certain lengthy work stoppage. I mean, it's going to be many, many, many weeks of games that are missed. I saw somebody speculating there will be no season. I don't believe that. We'll miss an entire year. This is after next baseball season, though. So you get the 26th year, and then in 2027, we're going to get a significant work stoppage almost certainly. But as we get closer to that, the animus is going to continue to grow between the owners and the players, and the commissioner working for the owners is going clubhouse to clubhouse. But Bryce getting in his face nose to nose, I don't know. It just seemed I was texting people around baseball yesterday, including some agents and different things, and obviously they're on the side of the players. And a lot of them were like, oh, yeah, someone needed to send a message, like, good for Bryce. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, there's so many ways to send a message without, like, getting nose to nose and physically threatening somebody.
It reminded me of, like, when a guy strikes out and slams their bat or gets really angry or breaks their bat over their leg or whatever, as if they're the only person that's upset. You know who else is really upset? The guy that strikes out and just goes and puts his bat down in the bat rack and puts his helmet away without slamming it and then sits there quietly stewing. Like, you don't have to show everyone that you're the angriest. The loudest one in the room is the weakest one in the room in so many ways. It's just an act to me in some way. Like, I'm the tough guy. I'm the leader of this clubhouse. But I just thought that was the dumbest thing I've read in a long time, that Bryce Harper got in the commissioner of baseball's face, the commissioner, and was cursing at him and screaming at him to get out of the clubhouse.
So I don't mind impassioned discussions behind closed doors, right? Which it sounds like it was until it escalates to the Harper part, right? Where he stands up and does the tough guy thing, according to the story I read here from Jeff Passan and company. So the players feeling passionately and having a one-on-one conversation, which is, by the way, the design. Rob Manfred's going team to team to have these kinds of frank dialogues with people to say, hey, here's what's going on from our perspective. FYI, you guys were partners in this thing. I want to include you in the growth of the game, the economics of the sport. Here's what's going on. Players might have questions, objections, and that's the forum.
But shouting matches are even expected.
Sure. Like,
raised voices, I can get that. I mean, there's some decorum you hope there's a line that doesn't get crossed. But to stand up, and if this is all true, which supposedly it is, and to walk over and get nose to nose with the commissioner of Major League Baseball and tell him to get the bleep out of the clubhouse, I'm sorry, zero part of me thinks that that's cool or impressive or a leader. Like, I just think that that's ridiculous.
The message, very simply, is, we don't agree with the salary cap, and if it's a prolonged fight that you want, we'll do that. And that was one of Harper's messages, again, allegedly, in this conversation. That, by the way, again, stated position is very reasonable. Adults are talking with a different point of view.
By the way, if there's no salary floor, there can't be a salary cap. I'd be on the player's side. Unless you want to give teams a salary floor that they have to spend over, don't even bring up the word salary cap. So I'm not even against Bryce Harper in the conversation. I would probably be pro his point. But you saw the reaction to it like I did. Like, oh, don't mess with Bryce. Bryce is that guy. He's that dude. 10 toes down or, you know, whatever. Like some prideful, admirable thing that he did. Get out of here.
Yeah, is he eventually, let's play it out. Is he eventually going to swing at the commissioner?
the 65-year-old guy that's in the clubhouse that he's looking down at nose to nose. Come on, man. That's the cool thing to do. The grown-ups like Scherzer are probably going to handle themselves a little bit differently, I bet.
Yeah, I guarantee you plenty of players are upset about the idea of limiting player salary, right? It's something that I'm sure the union will be addressing and they'll take up. But I don't know. I just kind of roll my eyes at that because that sort of fit, right? Everything about that, where it's like the bandana wearing, tough guy, did a fake tough guy thing. It was applauded and lauded as some sort of like heroic act. That just kind of silly to me.
Brian Baldinger's on his training camp tour around the NFL. Baldy was in Ashburn with the Commanders over the weekend. Want to check in with him, not only on Washington, but on the teams he's covered and his stops. We'll do that next on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.